Welcome to the Speak Over Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tamika Hall, and I am so honored to lead you through your spiritual pause for the day. Today, we are talking about the subject of the due season. And today's topic is my due season is locating me. I want you to take a moment and just say that. My due season is locating me. Your due season, that means that everything that you have been suffering for, sacrificing for, waiting for, everything that is due to you is about to locate you. My due season is locating me. I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Take another breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Very good. Let's get started. I may feel like success is taking longer for me to achieve, but I will not lie, cheat, or manipulate my way to the top. My due season is locating me and I will reap. Galatians 6:9. I will not allow hurt, anger, and offense to hinder me from my God-given assignment. James 1:19. I will not allow the betrayal and lies to break me. I will humble myself and pray for my enemies and allow heaven to respond on my behalf. Psalm 35:13. I choose to dwell in God's secret place where I am protected and my peace will not be shaken. Psalm 91:1. And now for some devotion. I know this may have been a long season for you and you feel tired and you want to give up. But Galatians 6:9 tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't get tired. And even though you may encounter people who may hurt you and use you and they betray you, James 1:19 gives us a key where it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Do you realize that when you get angry, you turn your power over to another person? And you can't do that in this season because due season is upon you. And so Psalm 35:13 lets us know that when people use us and they hurt us, it says, I humbled my soul with fasting and my prayer returned into my own bosom. That means that when you pray for your enemies, that the blessings that are released over them will return back to you. And that is why Psalm 91:1, you can declare it, where it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Everything that concerns you matters to God. Don't you get tired. Don't step out of character. Don't allow your peace to be shaken because your due season is locating you. I love you. You were created to make God famous. And I can't wait until we connect on the next episode of Speak Over Yourself podcast.